What's going on, people? Hope you're doing so well out there. This is Ryan again with the Starseed Sound. And today, y'all, I want to talk to you guys about my new adventures. So I know if you listened to the last episode, you probably already know that I'm moving out to Colorado very soon. And I actually have just solidified this. So I got offered a job for a park ranger internship out in Littleton, Colorado, at one of the state parks out there. And I accepted it, y'all, and I'm really excited for it. It's a 9-month internship, and it has the possibility to get hired on full time if I like it and if they like me. So I'm hella fucking excited for this, y'all. Like I said, I quit my corporate job. It was fucking draining the shit out of me. I wasn't even there for like 4 months, and I was like, yo, I gotta go, peace out. I left on good terms, put my 2 weeks in and did all that. And, you know, me and my manager really left on good terms, and a lot of my coworkers as well. But like I said, you know, if you feel that something isn't right for your purpose or for your vision, you just gotta fucking leap and you gotta make the move. And that's what I'm doing right now. So this episode, you know, is kind of gonna go through all of my my moving plans and what I'm gonna do when I get there, where I'm staying initially, and you know, where I'll be looking for places to stay more long term, and you know, what my job is going to entail and all that. But also, I also wanted to talk to you guys about focus, and most importantly, like focusing on your growth and yourself, and not worrying about what others think of you or why that person doesn't like you or why this person didn't text you back, or why your girlfriend dumped you or your boyfriend dumped you. Like, those things can just really drain us, and they're negative thoughts that really hold no sustenance in our reality and detract from our goals. They really take our attention and awareness off of our main goals and onto those petty little things that don't really fucking matter. So, yeah, man, I want to talk to you guys about planning, focus, and maybe, you know, some of the routines that I do to help me balance and help me ground my myself when I feel all flustered and, you know, change is coming. And like a big change is coming for me, and maybe a big change is coming for you guys, or you want to manifest a big change, or you're about to manifest a big change. And I want to just share with you some of the things and activities and hobbies that help me really ground myself and balance myself and help me recharge to get ready for these big, you know, immense life changes. So, yeah, guys, hope you all enjoy the episode. And this is episode 9 of the Starseed Sound. Enjoy. All right. So, first portion, I just wanted to say, hey, I appreciate you if you're listening. You're important. You're worthy. Keep on breathing. Fuck yeah. Do your thing. Secondly, what's going on in your guys' lives? Are there any changes that are going down or any big shifts that you're going through? Let me know, you know. Hit me up in the comment section. Or I don't know if there's a fucking comment section, but hit me up in the rate and review and, you know, let me know how you think about this. And it really helps. But anyway, I digress. So, like, what kind of plans and changes and job shifts and moves have you guys endured or have you guys, went through? I'm gonna tell you a little about my situation here. And again, I did last podcast, but not that in depth because I didn't know for sure, which route I'd be taking, but, you know, earlier this year, around like January, I was feeling really stagnant and I was feeling really jittery and feeling like I really needed to go and I really needed to make a shift to a new state and do new things and meet new people. And so I started journaling and I started researching places and jobs that seemed like they would align with my vision. And I applied for a shit ton of park ranger / natural resource technician jobs because that's the shit that I really like to do. And I just love being out in nature. And I love connecting with, you know, the natural world and also with people and wildlife and all that kind of nonsense. And, you know, so, yeah, I ended up getting this job over at Chatfield State Park. And I'm going to, you know, I'm really excited for it. And I've been planning, and I just booked an Airbnb for a month and a half to give myself ample time before, you know, I start my job to look for more permanent work, permanent residence. And anyway, I think, you know, just planning ahead of time is good, but sometimes you got to divert from the plan. You know, it's inevitable that, especially if you're on a trip or whatever, you got this itinerary, or on a tour, you got this itinerary of where you're going to go, what time you're going to go. It's like, no, like, that kind of takes the fun out of it, in my opinion. You got to kind of divert from the mold. You got to go and explore, you know, at different times, different places, and not be so regimented on your schedule. I'm not saying you have to do this all the time, but it's really healthy to do you in the moment, and don't worry about trying to do everything perfectly at the perfect time you said that you were going to do it. So yeah, I've basically, today is my first day that I'm not working at that corporate job that I quit, a few days ago. And it feels really good, because I don't start my new job out in Colorado until April 15th, but I've saved a shit ton of money, and I booked an Airbnb last night, about 10 miles away from where I'm going to work. And I booked that starting on March 18th through the end of April. So I'm going to look for a apartment or a room to rent, you know, May 1st. And I'm sure something will manifest. I mean, I'm just worried about getting a good situation for my dog. Cause if you guys have listened to my other episodes, you know that I have a full grown, full size dog, Pastis, and he's definitely coming with me. I could not survive without him. He's my right hand guy. And anyway, I need to find a place for him, and yeah, we'll see what happens. This Airbnb I booked, it's really interesting, guys. It seems fucking really cool. I was talking to this dude, and he speaks a few different languages. He seems like an interesting guy, and there's like, I think, 3 to 5 people that live there at any moment in time, because he rents out a few different rooms. And it's like a little ranch/farm thing, so he has like a few ponies and like several goats and like a dozen chickens and shit. And he also has a few dogs, and some of his tenants have cats. So I was like, dude, this is fucking perfect. I'm just going to book it, you know. And it wasn't the cheapest. It was definitely a little above my, you know, targeted price range. But it seems really fucking cool, and it seemed real beautiful. And I'm like, dude, sometimes you just got to fucking have that abundant mindset and be like, dude, this money's going to come back to me. And you know, I spent time making it. Now I just want to spend time enjoying it. That's kind of my deal with it. And plus, it's just for a month and a half or whatever. I mean, you know, it's pretty expensive, but it's going to be worth it, because it'll give me a really cool place, a really cool sanctuary to go and recharge and reboot and make sure that I can get a good place, you know, to rent out for the 9-month period that I'm going to be out there on the internship. And I mean, I could get hired on full time. We'll have to see. So yeah, guys, I've been making a list of all of the things that I need, to go out there for my Colorado move, you know, the basics, toiletries, laptop, pillow, blanket, dog food, dog bed, you know, rice cooker, blender, all this shit. I'm not going to name them all off, but I've been making a huge list for that. And I'm honestly trying to take as little things as possible. And it's going to be hard, because I'm just like, I don't know. Like, I'm definitely a person that likes their materials. You know, I'm not a huge materialist, but I've definitely accumulated quite a few materials, and some of the shit that I really don't need, but that I just love and that, you know, really bring me joy is definitely like my PlayStation 4. Like, I don't need that shit, but it's like, you know, sometimes I enjoy just winding down at the end of the day and playing video games and shit. So I'm going to bring that and my small little flat screen TV. That's shit I don't need, but it's like, eh, whatever. I'm just going to bring it. They're not heavy. They won't, you know, spend me on gas that much. And, you know, I don't overuse it. I probably play video games maybe once or twice a week for like an hour or two. But, yeah, man, that's my thing. And, you know, some of the other things that are just necessities is obviously like plates, silverware, and cooking things. I'm a real fucking easy eater, y'all. Like, I could eat lentils and rice for pretty much, you know, months on end, and fruits and veggies, obviously, and that would be a pretty well-balanced diet for me. That's just, I'm used to it in college. I mean, in college, I was poor as fuck. Obviously, all of us pretty much were in college, but that's what I bought: rice, beans, lentils, veggies, fruit, you know, things like that. Yeah, bros. I know earlier I was talking about my vegan diet. I had been on a vegan diet for shit, like three years now. And I kind of have been straying away from that. Like, I've been eating a bit of dairy here and there. I still don't eat meat or anything like that. Again, I would eat like wild meat. I just don't agree with the commercial meat and stuff like that. And I had a real interesting conversation with a dairy farmer last year, and we kind of like got into it, and he didn't understand like why, you know, why I was going vegan, or like, and he literally like, you know, kind of opened me up to some things. I've seen the fucking horrific things that happen in some of these commercial big dairy farms, but at the same time, you guys, like, they're not all like that, you know, and I don't eat that much of it. And it's like, it was like staying on this regimented, strict vegan diet was really taken away from my quality of life. Like, every time I would go out with friends or go out to eat, you know, I would have to fucking order like sides of fucking mixed veggies and boring ass shit, you know? And it's like, dude, like, just eat a fucking little dollop of sour cream and it's not going to kill you. Like, but, and that's just my personal choice. So I've kind of gotten away from the strict vegan diet. And I'm sure some of you might know someone who is on that diet. And it definitely made me feel better. Like, I could tell there was no impact on my performance and like physical activities or anything like that. And I never ate that much meat anyway, but, yeah, I mean, I'm still vegetarian, but going out to Colorado, there's going to be a lot of wild, there's going to be a lot of wild animals that, you know, people, enjoy to hunt, like deer and stuff that are, overpopulated and stuff of that nature. So yeah, I couldn't see myself ever killing and hunting one, but if I ever meet somebody that, you know, that has just some meat or like some elk meat or deer meat or what have you, then I would definitely try some of that, because I think it's, you know, if the animal lived a good life and it didn't suffer, you know, when it died. I mean, of course, sometimes, you know, the bullet from a rifle or, you know, the arrow from a bow, it takes a while to kill them. But I think an animal dying in its natural habitat, like happy and, you know, not fucking confined to concrete metal slabs for their entire lives, not being able to turn around, is a lot better than, you know, anything that you can buy at the store. But anyway, fuck, I digress. I kind of went on a rant there. So yeah, bring some food, bring all that, and bringing my dog. That's a big one. And so, yeah, guys, I'm leaving March 18th. It's going to be a fucking adventure. I've never lived away from home for more than, oh, fuck. Well, no, yeah, that's a lie, because I did live in Ames, which is where Iowa State University is, while I went to school for, you know, plus to 9 months or whatever. But that's not really far away from home. I mean, that's like a 40-minute drive. So this is like the first real time that I'm leaving my parents' house, like 10 hours west, 10 or 11 hours west, and I'm just going on my own, you know, me and my dog. And I'm not going to have any support crutch to roll back on. You know, I'm not going to have any place to kind of recede 40 minutes south. It's I'm going to be away, you know, and I'm ready for it. I'm ready to grow and to learn and just experience new shit, y'all. Like, you know, we got to get out of our comfort zones eventually. We can't just stick in our little fucking comfort bubbles that we've always grown up in, or else we won't really grow and we won't have anything to offer the world. So yeah, y'all, I really hope if you guys are going through something similar and you're thinking of making a change, making a drastic shift, I hope that you guys gather up the courage to do that shit, man, because I know that it can seem helpless, but damn, dude, it's not, and you have the power. And just empower yourselves and with good habits and empowering thoughts and positive people around you, and everything will go through. And so on that note, I kind of want to transition into the second topic I wanted to cover today, which is focus. Focus is a big one for me, especially in the dawn of the social media and, you know, the fucking highlight reel, highlight reel lives that you see on Instagram and Facebook and all that other, and all those other things. And, you know, just this, the shift of the social paradigm, which is going on right now, I think can really distract us and can really let us become unfocused. And, you know, it's really imperative that in our lives we focus on the things that really fucking matter. And we've all had those spouts of those, you know, periods of unfocused haziness where it's like everything really affects you, you know? So everything someone says or everything someone doesn't say or really affects you, and you start thinking, and these negative, like unfocused thoughts that don't really matter, don't hold any ground in your life, kind of take over. And this has happened to me, you know, a few times, and it happened to me just a day ago, where one of my longtime friends, I've known him since kindergarten, I think. And he's always been one of those people who, you know, tries to like show off, and he tries to like one up you. So he's like, hey, look, like he'll like send me shit, and it'll be like him doing some like really fun shit, or him like in a suit, you know, ready for career fair, or with a, you know, wad of cash, fucking like showing it off, flaunting it. And you know, I really do have love for him, but something just really set in, and it's taken me so long to really come to grips with this. And I really have learned that I have to distance myself from this individual, because he's not contributing anything to me, and I can just tell that he doesn't really wish the best for me. You know, he doesn't really give me credit when, you know, credit's due. And I think that's just an ego thing. And basically the instance was, see, this is where this fucking social media shit will fuck you guys up. But anyway, bear with me. I have on Snapchat, and I sent him a Snapchat because he was like sending me some stuff about school or whatever. And I was like, oh, dude, yeah, like I'm really glad for you. I hope you can pass all your classes this semester and whatnot. And you know, I know you will, like, you got this. And then I snapped him that I got a new job out in Colorado for the DNR out there. And you know, he didn't reply, you know, which I know he's always on his phone. He's always texting and chatting with people. And, you know, this isn't the biggest thing, but it's like, I can kind of tell because I know him and I know his personality that it was an intentional, like, not reply. Like, you know what I'm saying? I understand people are busy and shit, but I can just kind of tell that he, you know, he's not supportive of what I'm doing, and he doesn't care. He just wants to show off to me what he's doing, and he doesn't really, you know, care about what I'm doing in my life. So, you know, I've come to grips with this, and I've lost many friends because, you know, they just are on a different path, and he's on a different path than me. So I think we're just going to go our own ways, and, you know, that's sad because I've known him forever, but again, not always the people that you know forever, not always are they going to stay in your lives forever, you know? So if you've known someone since elementary school and you're 20, 30, 40 right now, it doesn't mean that you can't split and part ways with them. You know, I mean, if you're getting a bad vibe, if you're not getting the, you know, reciprocation of the friendship that you're putting out to them, then yo, you just got to make that, you got to make that decision, and you kind of got to part ways and send love and be on your way. And I know it can be hard, but guys, it feels liberating. And this is where it all comes back, because I've been, like, you know, focused on, oh, like, why isn't he replied? Like, why isn't he ever supportive? Like, he's never been supportive of me. He's never, you know, asked about me. He's always just telling me about him, and I'm always, you know, so it's like, this has happened habitually, and I keep on hanging on and clasping to this, you know, thin, stringy friendship that's on its last leg. And, you know, I'm kind of done with it. And that's where I'm coming, like, there's negative focuses and positive focuses, and that's definitely a negative focus. Like, I'm about to go through a huge transition, a huge change in my life, and I'm focusing on him not replying to me on Snap. Like, dude, that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta look at myself for that too and be like, dude, that's fucking sad. Like, stop. You're empowered. You're worthy. You don't need to deal with that anymore. Just move on with yourself. Move on with your life. And focus on what really matters, and focus on what's gonna propel you forward, you know? Focus on the positive, not the negative. So, yeah, guys, especially with relationships and with relationships with other people, we can become very focused on what they're doing and what they're not doing, but we must kind of internalize and say, hey, like, what am I doing and what am I not doing? And you gotta weigh that with, you know, the relationship that you have with a certain person, and see if there's reciprocation for your efforts, or if there's reciprocation for their efforts, and kind of gauge on whether or not they belong in your life. So, hey man, do your own thing, guys. But anyways, focus on you, focus on your growth, focus on your spirituality and your ascension, and don't let anyone bring you down. Just do your own thing, man. You know, write down your goals, write down your plans, write down what you want to accomplish, and take action and watch that shit come true. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, guys, fucking go kill it. And stay tuned. I'm going to come up with the third topic of this episode, but I'm going to take a bit of a break. So I'll be right back, guys. Thank you. Okay, what's going on? We're back. Starseed Sound, sorry for the brief break. Anyways, guys, so this third topic of the episode, I want to talk to you about things and activities and habits that really help me ground in the presence of change and help me kind of balance myself and get me ready for new transitions and new beginnings and new comings. So, some of the things that activities that help me really reboot are writing, reading, walking, video games, petting my dog, watching a good movie, meditating, working out, and etc. And probably the most, probably the thing that I do the most on this list is walking. I love walking. I mean, I walk everywhere. I walk my dog probably at least an hour every day. It's so fucking cold right now, but especially in the summer, dude, I'm probably out walking like 2, 3, 4 hours a day. Usually with my dog, you know, I love to get him out, get him. He's so young. He has a lot of pent up puppy energy. So I like to gas him out and then he comes home and he's real peaceful. Anyways. Yeah, guys. Like, what are some of the things that you guys like to do that help you balance and help you ground yourself, especially in the presence of changes and in the presence of immense shifts in your life? Those are just some of mine. And as far as like writing, I definitely love to write poetry. I've always been interested in writing. My aunt, she lives down in Guadalajara, Mexico, and visited her last summer. Like, I might have said that on a past episode, but anyway, yeah, she's an author, and she was an English teacher, and I went down there, and she would, you know, write in her blog every day, and I was like, dude, I respect that, like, I love that. That's what brings her joy, and I really enjoy writing as well. I used to do it a lot more, especially last year. I kind of got away from it. I really want to get back into journaling every day. I journal almost every day, but not consistently like I used to. I used to help hold myself to journaling at least a page every single day, you know, handwriting, not on the computer. Although, you know, computer writing's okay. It's just, it feels way different. And I think handwriting is a lot more successful and helpful for me. So, yeah, the second one, reading. I got into a big phase where I read a shit ton of books, and then I kind of dropped off, and then I got back to it, and now I'm kind of like in the drop-off phase again, but I'm starting to get back with it. I got a bunch of books. I've probably read, anywhere from, I don't know, 70 to 100 books in the last 2 or 3 years, especially my last years at college. You know, I was reading all these textbooks about statistics and fucking calculus, and it was just boring me to death, so it takes the fun out of reading. And I was like, no, I'm going to read some books that I like to read, and I'm going to bring this joy back into my life. And sure enough, dude, I love it. It's a really peaceful and calming activity. You know, you do have to have patience for it. I'm definitely not the fastest reader. Like, you hear about these speed readers that can read like 1,000 words a fucking minute. I'm just like, what? Like, who are you? Are you an alien or something? But yeah, I'm definitely not one of them. I'm a pretty slow reader, but I like to take my time on them. As far as my favorite book, my favorite book's probably The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. You guys have probably heard of it. It's a fairly popular book. Again, that's The Alchemist. It's about a boy who's a shepherd, and he has the opportunity to either continue being a shepherd or go find this mysterious treasure. And he chooses to go out and explore and find the mysterious treasure. And it's a really good book. And it has some really good themes and messages in it. And I really highly recommend that. I'm not plugging for him. It's just my fucking, one of my favorite books of all time. The book I'm reading right now, though, is called The Fifth Agreement. And I'm sure you guys may are familiar with it. You might be familiar with the Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And he is a great author. And the Four Agreements are don't take anything personally, be impeccable with your word, don't make assumptions, and always do your best. And those Four Agreements, if you live by those, or if you try to the best of your ability to live by those, I promise your life will change. And definitely after reading that book, my life has changed because it gave me a different perspective. And I really appreciate things more, and I really try to internalize and shift my perspective in certain aspects of my life. So anyway, guys, yeah, those are just some of my favorite books. I mean, you can read anything. I'm more into the self-help / kind of fictional spiritual novels, but I'm definitely getting into different things like business books and shit like that. I mean, some books are just plain out boring in my opinion, so I don't like to read them. But like I just got a nature and wildlife book for the Colorado Rockies because, you know, I'm going to be in that region and I need to learn about the different plants and wildlife and biomes and climates out there. So yeah, I'm going to be reading that probably for the next couple weeks. And yeah, and I already covered walking. Walking almost puts me in like a meditative state. I usually when I'm walking, I'm with my dog, although if I'm not, you know, I'm still enjoying myself. But I like to walk at a pretty fast pace, you know, I don't know, probably like 4 miles an hour, but it's so calming for me because it's just constant movement and you're out in nature. Hopefully if you're walking, I mean, I've never been a fan of walking on treadmills or walking at gyms or anything like that. It's like, I'll do it, but it's like 99.9% of the time I want to be outdoors, even in nature, you know, even when it's like negative 11. I remember one day this year, a month or so ago, it got out to like negative fucking 13 or some bullshit like that. And I still walked my dog for like 20 minutes. And, you know, he's well equipped. He's got a lot of fur. He's got fur in his paws and he's got fur everywhere. But I was fucking freezing and I could tell so was he. And, you know, but it's just like that dedication and that will to just get that walk in. And the more you do it, the longer you do it, the more you build up that neural pathway and the more likely you are to walk in the future. And it's a really healthy thing. It's exercise, but it's also calming because it's not like, you know, running fucking vigorously. You can actually kind of, and, you know, props to you if you love to run, but I'm not like one of those, you know, major runners who's going to run a shit ton of miles. I did play soccer and all that shit, and I ran a lot in that, but, you know, and sometimes I do run with my dog, but just for like shorter distances, like fast bursts, you know, like HIIT cardio, high intensity interval training cardio, just real fast and then to dial it down. I also love biking. Biking is like one of my favorite things to do. I forgot to put that on here. But biking, yeah, man, like I just got a new hybrid bike, kind of mountain / city bike, and I'm going to take that out to the mountains with me and, you know, see what happens with it. I'll get some miles on it. I biked everywhere when I was in college. I didn't have a car and I biked everywhere in the little city of Ames. It was pretty big, but I, you know, it's really healthy. It's a fun activity. I mean, you're not pent up. I really enjoy exercising outdoors 100% more than I enjoy exercising indoors. But anyways, yeah. Just exercise, y'all. Activity. Just keep yourself moving. Keep yourself doing something, especially if you're feeling down. You know, activity and exercise is the best for that. Because, I mean, more literally, you know, on a biological standpoint of it, your body releases endorphins and serotonin and all these good loving chemicals and good feel chemicals that make you feel better, you know, that crush depression and, you know, of course, we are going to have moments in our lives where we just don't feel like getting up out of bed, or we're going to have days where, you know, we're just in the bed all day. You know, I had a day like that just fucking yesterday. I pretty much didn't leave the house. I mean, I still walked a little, but yeah, I pretty much didn't leave the house. It was a lazy Sunday for me and it felt good. But, you know, you do need some variation. And if you're feeling down and you really don't want to exercise, just try something, you know. Try little push-ups, try a little yoga, just go walking for 20 minutes or, you know, whatever, and see how that makes you feel, you know, see the mindset shift that induces, and I assure you, you'll feel better, you know. But anyway, yeah, video games, I kind of covered this earlier. I kind of like to decompress and play some video games every now and then. I used to be a huge video game nerd when I was a teenager. Obviously, like, what guy wasn't? But, yeah, I like to play video games here and there. usually, you know, I don't play them that often anymore because I'm so busy and, you know, I just try to limit myself because I don't want to go overboard with them. But yeah, they really do calm me and they kind of let me go into this different world, this virtual world that's fucking cool. And sometimes they're challenging and sometimes they have a lot of strategy to them. So they do kind of make you, you know, think and make you strategize and really test your hand-eye coordination as well as your IQ and all that stuff. So the right ones do, you know. I mean, we all like to play fucking Grand Theft Auto every now and then, just, you know, high-speed cop chases and shit. Well, I mean, I don't have that anymore, but, dude, as a kid, I used to play some gnarly-ass video games and do some fucked-up shit. But anyway, yeah, I like to do that. Petting my dog, that really relieves stress for me. He's sitting here right now, and I'm petting him. You know, dogs are just so loving, and they're like big children, or little children, depending on what kind of dog you have. But yeah, man, they're like a big child. They have unconditional love for you, and they're very innocent, but they're intelligent. You can tell they're highly empathic. They can sense good vibes, bad vibes. They can sense, you know, they have a strong intuitive sense. And that's why I just love connecting with dogs. And that's why I love my dog. So, yeah, I like spending time with him. And it just relaxes me and puts me in a different mindset, you know. Puts me in a really grounded, balanced place. And it prepares me for, you know, more chaotic and more entropy experiences. So, yeah, bro. I'm bringing him with me. So, we're going to have some fun, boy. Another activity or hobby that I love that brings me joy and grounds me and balances me is watching a good movie. I've always loved good movies, man. I mean, growing up in America, if you don't love good movies, like, what the fuck are you doing with yourself? I mean, growing up anywhere, really, there's so many good movies out there with really strong themes and messages and, or just, you know, really good acting and really good movie making or cinematography. What the fuck? Yeah, really good cinematography. And I took a couple film classes and at university, and those were really fucking interesting. They kind of make you look at movies in a different light, and that was really cool. But yeah, man, I like to relax and just enjoy a good movie after a long work day or after a exhausting whatever. Now again, you know, I try not to veg out on them too much. Been guilty in that in the past, but you know, like, all these things that I'm saying are good in moderation. I think everything in moderation is good. Not everything. Like, you don't want to do fucking heroin or meth in moderation. Like, I don't think that's good, but I'm just saying, like, things in moderation are okay, but where they become not okay is when you're just doing them all the time and you're not doing anything else and they're consuming all of your energy and time. Then you need to kind of take a step back and look at what you're doing. But yeah, man, all of these things in moderation, I think they're dead on. They're right on, man. Just do you. So another thing, meditating. I used to meditate a lot. I've gotten away from it. I'm not going to lie. Probably meditated for real like 4 or 5 days ago. And it was for like 10 minutes. I used to meditate. I remember meditating for like an hour almost every day when in my sophomore year of college, you know, and it feels fucking amazing. I've kind of got away from it for whatever reason. I definitely feel the positive effects of it after I do meditate. But I think we all do have our own forms of meditation. You know, the meditation I'm talking about is the classic lotus position, eyes closed, you know, fingers in a circle, kind of meditation. But I think we all have our different forms of meditation. Some people like to paint. Some people like to draw. Some people like to read. Some people like to bicycle. all these things can be can put us into meditative states. So I think meditation is a very broad term. I don't think it's just confined to the lotus posture and being silent and, you know, saying a mantra. I don't know. I just don't think, I want to confine it to that. Definitely though, you know, focusing on your breathing and stilling your mind, has really positive effects on anybody, I think. And, you know, I think we should all do it more. I definitely should get back into it. I think focusing on my breathing is probably one of the most relaxing things in the entire world for me. It, you know, just makes you internalize and come in, and everything around you doesn't matter. Whatever you're going through, whatever external circumstances you're in, doesn't matter. As long as you have a calm, peaceful inner being, I think you'll be okay. So, yeah. Yeah, last and not least, I kind of already covered this, but working out, aka lifting weights. I've always enjoyed lifting weights. I probably do it like maybe three times a week now. I used to be religious about it, like every fucking day in college, especially you have a nice gym a block away. But yeah, we have, my dad has a little setup downstairs that I use. Now that I'm moving away, I might get a gym membership, but I'll probably be outside and I'll just do some calisthenics at my house or whatever. So I'll probably just do some push-ups, sit-ups, some yoga, you know, pull-ups, different shit like that, just to maintain. Never been that big, but I've always been really into that stuff, you know, building muscle and all that. So yeah, I guess that kind of wraps up this podcast. I'm not sure how long this is going to be. I'll, you know, whatever, probably like 40 minutes. But anyways, if you guys have any, you know, activities, hobbies, or things that you like to do that make yourself feel good and allow you to recharge and get ready for new things and new experiences and opportunities, you should really write them down and you should try to do them more. Because those are the things that really bring us joy. I mean, our hobbies are everything. You know, what we love to do, what do you do and time kind of passes by, you know, really fast. Like you're writing and boom, like 2 hours have passed and, you know, it feels like 10 minutes. Like what makes time fly by? What activity do you do that makes time fly by, and find that and just fucking go all in and, you know, start taking that up in your life, and I promise you'll see some positive results. But anyway, y'all, I hope you have a wonderful day, evening, afternoon, morning, and whatnot. And thank you for listening to the Starseed Sound. This is Ryan, and peace out. The next time you hear from me, I will probably be getting ready to go on the road to Colorado. Again, I'm leaving in a couple weeks, but yeah, so I'll make a podcast by then. But anyway, y'all, thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful life, and I'll see you soon.